Two Australian politicians have been barred from entering China. Liberals Andrew Hastie and Senator James Patterson were set to take part in a study tour to Beijing next month, but they've been told they're not welcome, a move they say is politically motivated. But they insist it's not a reflection of the broader relations between Beijing and Canberra. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
Denied entry to China, Andrew Hastie insists he's not offended. Instead, he says Beijing is just making perfectly clear where it stands.
At least we now know that if you make criticism of the regime, it could cost you a visa. So I think relationships are always best when we're honest with each other, and I take this as them being somewhat honest about the situation. I've been fairly frank myself over the last few months, and I'm not going to resolve from my position just to get a visa.
China Matters, an Australian policy think tank which aims to foster relations between the two countries, had invited Mr. Hastie and his Liberal colleague James Patterson to travel to Beijing as part of a study tour next month. China Matters had already led two other groups of politicians to China on similar tours. But as the group prepared to apply for visas for Mr. Hastie and Senator Patterson yesterday, the Chinese embassy in Australia told them the pair would not be welcome at this time.
Well, I think that we've been banned from travelling to China largely because we've been outspoken about the Chinese Communist Party and we've been vocal on human rights. We've spoken for the Uyghur people in Xinjiang province. We've spoken for Dr. Young, an Australian citizen still in detention. We've also spoken deep concern about the process in Hong Kong. I don't think it reflects on the government at all, and I want to make that very clear. We're both backbenchers, so things that we say aren't necessarily the views of the government, and that's clear.
Labor MP Matt Keogh disagrees. He was also set to go on the trip to Beijing, and China has flagged no issue with granting him a visa. He's disappointed he now won't be going and blames Andrew Hastie.
Given the recent media coverage of the commentary coming from Mr. Hastie and other members of the government backbench in respect of Australia's relationship with China, and in particular being very critical of the WA state government's positive relationship with China, I suspect that has played into it. I think with this step being taken, what it highlights is the need for the government to get this relationship back onto the right footing.
The chief executive of China Matters, Alistair Nicholas, says the big problem wasn't the pair's previous criticism of China. Instead, he blames media reports ahead of the trip that named the politicians who would be going along.
On past visits, we have been able to discuss everything from the situation with the Uyghurs in Xinjiang province to the protests in Hong Kong without any issues. So I don't think it is to do with the subject material that might be raised in China at all. Our understanding is that it was all about the fact that we had this media attention to the visit before we had even gone to China.
He's hoping they may be able to reschedule the trip for a future date. And Senator James Patterson says he and Mr. Hastie had no plans to cause trouble.
Well, our intention was to engage in good faith dialogue and learn more about China and the Chinese people's perspective on the world. And that's what we hope we get out of the program. We certainly weren't planning on doing anything other than representing our points of view and hearing theirs. But I think even when nations have differences over values, that there's still an opportunity for dialogue and it's still healthy to have a better understanding of each other. We've now been denied that opportunity, and I think that's a shame.
The Liberal Senator James Patterson ending that report from Alexandra Beach.